Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, thanks for holding as always. And you mentioned Jacob Harris out of UCF, 30 catches this year, 8 touchdowns. Now, Gabe Davis came out of their last draft and had 7 touchdowns for the Bills, who made it to the AFC Championship game. But you referenced his story, how he got to where he is. But tell us about Jacob Harris, who could be a sleeper in this year's draft.
He could, Bob and Vin, only because, you know, he was a soccer player, and he wanted to be a professional soccer player, and he was going to go to Gulf Coast junior college initially, and he was actually talked into playing football his senior year in high school. So he wasn't, he had no intent. He played, showed promise, goes to Western Kentucky, ends up at UCF, red shirt, scout team, backup, special teams. That's where he kind of made his mark and got the coach's attention on special teams. And then he's a slot receiver with Gabriel Davis and Trey Nixon. He got Marlon Williams down there. And then this is sixth year. I was watching him against Cincinnati. I'm watching the Cincinnati game because there's a couple Bearcat players I'm looking at. James Hudson, the tackle, is going to be maybe a second-round pick coming out of Cincinnati, formerly of Michigan, a defensive lineman turned offensive tackle. But not to digress, Bob, but to get to Jacob Harris, he caught my eye more than anybody in that game. I said, who's this number 86? Seven. Who is this guy? Just saw flashes of him periodically during his career and started to watch him more, watched him in a couple games thereafter. South Florida, I think it was. He had a ton of catches there. I think he had 4 or 5 catches for over 100 yards. I know he caught at least 2 touchdowns in that game. BYU in a bowl game, he was outstanding. So this is a kid that the coaches love. They say he's so competitive, great worker. Josh Heupel's raved about him. He's paid his dues. He learned a lot, he said, from Gabriel Davis in 2019. He's 6'5". He's about 215 with really long arms. Very athletic, great kid. Darren Waller was a similar type of situation in terms of height, weight, measurables, and all that. Became a tight end. Maybe Jacob Harris can bulk up and become a tight end. At worst, he's a big receiver who, like I say, is coming on. He's showing promise. You can probably get him late in the draft. I don't know. I'm going to ask Eric about him a little bit when Eric gets back from the Senior Bowl, see what he thinks. But Jacob Harris is the guy I always put on the side to say, let's see how he tests. He's going to be in this draft. Let's see what his workout numbers are, because here's a kid who could be kind of one of those diamonds in the rough.
Hey, Mel, talk about, you know, because you talk to Jim Nagy every day, you know, the head of the Senior Bowl. Talk about some of the limitations that they have on the teams, you know, like the league put on the combine. Talk about some of the limitations that is going on down at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, amount of people that will be there. I know, like, we have Todd McShay's down there and whatever, and I know a lot of people aren't. But in terms of how many people, we used to be there, and we were down there. Everybody was there. You know, everybody, all the coaches, all the front office, scouts, everybody's down there. And now it's limited, 10 per team. And so you're talking about a lot of coaches and front office scouts. They have to pick and choose who they want to be down there. And then, of course, they are allowing, as I said last week, the interviews. They're allowing the teams to have a 15-minute interview session with all the players. I think Jim brought like almost 130 players. So there's a lot of players there to be interviewed, which is very important because the combine's not existing this year the way we knew it in late February in Indianapolis. And of course, he's going to allow them to bring back players on Friday to interview as well. A select group can be brought back Friday, which is a walkthrough day, to be interviewed again. So it's going to be plenty of opportunities to get to know these kids, which he's calling like a pre-combine too. Senior Bowl and a pre-combine, because the combine doesn't exist. So they need this for a lot of other reasons. A lot of these opt-out kids who didn't play, we got into that as well. They're affected, and I have been talking to people that the opt-out, Vin and Bob, are going to be interesting. If you get to a situation in the second, third round, and you're debating a guy who played against an opt-out, you're probably going to go with the guy who played, which means the opt-outs could be steals. You could get some really good bargains because teams may push these opt-out guys down maybe a little bit further than maybe they should.
Hey, Mel, another thing, like when you're talking to people, do they think, you know, because of the opt-out thing, I agree 100% with you, I think, you know, you're going to – there's going to be some guys that are going to get drafted later or guys that fall in the draft that you're going to be, man, did we get value there? But what about, like, in free agency? I see the same thing happening, Mel, because of the lower cap and stuff. The GMs that you've been talking to, do they say that there's going to be a lot more one-year deals this year because of, you know, nobody has money?
Then I haven't talked about that yet. That's something I will get to. I was mostly, you know, looking at the draft and how the All-Star game, the Senior Bowl, and what's going to happen now with the Combine not existing, what's going on. I would probably agree with you on that, Van. I haven't heard that from anybody in the league because I haven't asked that question yet. I'm trying to look at it. And also, the other thing, too, is when we talk about the sleepers going back to the draft, some of the guys, like a Brian Mills, a cornerback out of North Carolina Central, he doesn't play. They didn't play this year. He's at the Senior Bowl. But, yeah, does he drop a little further? Really good player. I mentioned Elerson Smith, the pass rusher out of Northern Iowa. So there's going to be guys like that. You know, the David Moore, the guard out of Grambling. Those are the kind of guys, a smaller school guy, one double-A player, who didn't play, not because he didn't want to, because they didn't have the scheduling. A Trey Lance obviously only played the one game. His left tackle, Dylan Raitens, only played that one game as well. And here's a heck of a left tackle who had one game, that's it. Does he get pushed down a little bit? So, again, I think you got to keep your eye on some of these guys that may be affected negatively for no fault of their own. You know, in these cases, they didn't play. They only played one game. You know, opting out was, in some cases, a business decision, COVID-related decision, so you can't hold that against any player. So, again, that's going to be really interesting. We've never had this before ever happen, where you could get a bargain for reasons that had nothing to do with an injury or anything like that. It's going to be all these other factors that could affect the player and where he goes in the draft.
Mel, you think there's going to be a lot of trading? Whenever there seems like people need quarterbacks and stuff, there seems to be more people jumping. You know, like Kansas City came all the way from the back to 10 to get Mahomes. Do you anticipate that this year?
Yeah, but Buffalo did it with Josh, was going up to get him. That was the year everybody was traded for, Deshaun. Everybody, they become, you know, those guys are the targeted guys, and that's the feeding frenzy, and that's what happens on draft day. And Adam, you know, talked about that. That's why he said yesterday, these quarterbacks are going to go. And I just wonder about, are you going to go? And we talked about Trey Lance, Ben. And I was going to go, where were you with that? Here's a one-game quarterback this year, only 20 years of age, only 17 career starts. When he did play this year, he wasn't impressive throwing. I think he was pressing and maybe a little rusty because they only played that one game October 3rd. But are you going to take him in the top 10? You probably are, but that's a guy who's going to have to sit, but he's a roll of the dice. Where would you take Trey Lance, man? If you're a GM, where's Trey Lance on your board right now?
Mel, he'd be hard for me to put him in a first round just because I don't have enough exposure on him. It would scare me just because I'm going to feel like he needs time. And then does he have that high upside where, you know, I know he can run, but can he become a consistent thrower?
Right.
Is he Josh Allen?
Right, and that's why Vin and Bob, why Trevor Lawrence was so locked in. People say, why is he locked? Why is he competition? There's no competition. He's the guy. Justin Fields had some rough games against Indiana and Northwestern, then the injury. You think about Zach Wilson. We talked about him. Cupcake after cupcake, right? Pitch and catch, but he's got the arm talent, and he's an athlete, and he's a great kid. He was an excellent basketball player in high school, but he played a very mediocre schedule, and he's kind of a one-year wonder. He didn't play to this level until this year. So you're taking him really high. You're taking Fields really high. Lance, really high. Mac Jones had all that talent around him at Alabama, really high. So all these guys have, you could, if you want to be like Scrooge here on the draft, you could find reasons that these guys shouldn't be as high as they are. The only one it should is Trevor Lawrence. So, and people say, well, he didn't play great last year in the LSU game. He didn't play great this year when he got to the Final Four in that championship. So, again, the semifinal game. So, again, they're even trying to poke holes in him. But the other guys, you can definitely say, really? This high for Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Trey Lance? That's what they were saying. But then you got Adam saying, hey, they're going to go. So they're going to go. They're going to roll the dice on these guys. They have to. They're quarterbacks. They're going to go probably higher than maybe they're rated by some people.
Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN, ESPN.com, ESPN Radio, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Mel, before we let you roll, because we know you are a busy guy, high on life. Yes, I saw that yesterday on Get Up, by the way, with you and Jeff Saturday, that little discussion you had.
We digress here.
Yes, we do. The championship games, overall thoughts quickly on what happened, Green Bay, Tampa, and, of course, Buffalo, Kansas City. take
well,
away
Well, I
that.
Think, you know, in terms of the Green Bay game, another decision, these guys, these 2 points, going for twos, again, I don't get that at 28-23 late third quarter. Obviously, you put the ball in Rodgers' hands one more time, you pin them. Even if you miss, you got them pinned. And this, the way the league is going now, you don't give a team the ball back, particularly Brady, but that was their decision. They live with it. But Rodgers did have two opportunities at 28-23 in the fourth quarter after the interception of Mackenzie Alexander of Brady, got the ball the second time. Both times they didn't move the football. Then when they had a chance to get the touchdown late, they didn't get it. They had to settle for the field goal. So he had three shots, Rodgers did, to get a touchdown and win the game. Couldn't do it. Or tie the game, couldn't do it. Win it, get ahead two times and tie it maybe late. So didn't do that. So a lot of that's, you know, they got to take responsibility for. In terms of Kansas City, they couldn't cover Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. They could have played. It didn't matter. They needed to score 60, they'd have scored 60, Kansas City, because they had no answer for Kelce and Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. Those three players play at a different level than everybody else in this league. Nobody can touch Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Kelce right now, and that's the difference in Kansas City. If you take one of those guys, obviously Mahomes, to me, he's the true MVP. Where would they be without Mahomes? Where would a lot of teams be without their quarterback? Come on. That guy is unbelievable. And to have him in the Super Bowl, you asked the question, Bob, is it the greatest Super Bowl for quarterbacks? When you got the greatest of all time going against a guy who, if you notice, Patrick Mahomes, he didn't say, you know, Brady was the greatest of all time. He said he's one of the great quarterbacks. Well, he could be there. Patrick's not giving an inch. I mean, this guy, you know, I know he sets his sights on it. This is a big game. Brady's got six Super Bowl wins. Mahomes has one, right? Get to 6-2 or 7-1, right? This is a big game to see if Mahomes, in fact, can catch Tom Brady in terms of Super Bowl wins, let alone the amount of games he's gotten to. So it's huge. If Patrick wants to get the Brady or top him, win this football game.
He's Mel Kiper Jr. Tell everybody what's happening, Mel, on the radio show. ESPN.
Radio show. By the way, Mahomes would have been in another Super Bowl for an offsides penalty against Brady. Remember that? That offside where that game would have been over? So he could have been in three. But the radio will be talking about all this on Saturday, 10-1, Darian Mel, ESPN Radio, and ESPNRadio.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.